There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. Alive and kicking, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort Casino. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard on Follow the Money. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. A very busy 3-hour program lined up today what's coming up over those 3 hours? Frank Martin, former South Carolina and Kansas State head coach, now on the coverage for CBS and TNT and the whole thing. That's in 90 minutes. Doug Gottlieb on the tournament in 2 hours. And Zach Jackson, who covers the Browns for The Athletic in Cleveland, back into the show today as well on Deshaun Watson landing with the Browns, which we'll talk about throughout the show as well. But I'd say this, Paulie, after the first 4 days of the tournament, you know, it's a typical tournament. You know, you're going to get a lot of upsets. You're going to get some blowouts. You're going to get some really good games, some poor play from certain teams, and you're going to have referees who will have their say, right, and make it about themselves in some of these games as well. And not to like just have sour grapes or anything about this, but it's tough to win in, you know, in this racket, talking about betting on sports and betting on these games. You have to, you know, it's tough to make a living out of this stuff. And we're not professional sports bettors, but we do like to bet quite a bit. We've been doing this for a long, long time. But just to win games in general, very difficult. And then when you have, like, the elements all combined, and then you throw in this whole idea of you don't know what you're going to get from the referees in an individual contest, it makes it that much more difficult.
Rule number one, and it's easy to follow if you're an official, is stay out of the way in a big game.
Uh-huh.
And all these games qualify because it's the tournament. So just stay out of the way and don't be the story. And too many times that happened. And I know as our buddy had a $300,000 parlay, and some guy was rooting against him, which was hilarious in his cabana. But how you make that call in the USC-Miami game is just beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a tie game. I mean, that you decide the game there, right? You talked about it on Friday's show where the Murray's hitting the elbow right in front of people, no call. And then just it's everything. You're putting yourself in the middle of the game and becoming the story when you call that technical in the Illinois game.
Oh, I mean, that's
hanging on the rim. You know, the only guy who would, Billy Packer. That's all you need to know about Billy Packer. We used to complain about, hanging on the rim. Where's the technical?
Yep. He would have said on the air during that game, you got to tee the kid up.
Yes.
I mean, it was so ludicrous. And if you just, again, it's like physics, right? The way the kid dunked the basketball, his body was going all the way underneath the basket. And if he lets go of the rim right there, he's going to fall on his ass.
Yeah.
Or fall on his back. So he had to swing back because of the momentum. You never, and then when Underwood after the game says, well, I got to tell you, I mean, what was it, a four-point game? He goes, that completely threw us off.
Good, yo, huge run the rest of the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was big.
Yeah.
I could not believe what I was watching in the North Carolina-Baylor game on Saturday. That was the early game, right? And Baylor, look, I mean, just be consistent and let them play for the most part. Don't call ticky-tack, but if you're going to, like, make it. Baylor had, North Carolina was in the bonus, like, with 7 minutes into or 5 minutes into the second half. And they were calling ticky-tack and everything on Baylor. And then when North Carolina got up by 25 points, there is a beat writer here in town who covers UNLV who put it perfectly on a tweet when he said, it turned into a football game, and some of those full-court presses looked like car crashes.
Yeah, you're right.
You had numerous Baylor players steamrolling Carolina guys in out of bounds and all over the floor, and they're calling nothing.
Yeah,
loose balls all over. Carnage is like a WWE match. Guys are flying off. Nothing, and they allowed Baylor to get back into the game. Now, two things can be true at the same time. That was an epic melt by North Carolina. And then, you know, the kid gets thrown out of the game for the high elbow, which is probably the right call.
No, that's ridiculous, too.
Well, but he went.
He's not looking. He's boxing him out, though. It's not intentional.
I would not.
That's not an ejection.
I would not throw the kid out of the game, but the letter of the law, they do that a lot. They throw kids out of the game for that. But the referees played a major role in Baylor getting back in that game.
Yeah.
And the latest example, and it was on late last night, hell, for those of you watching right now on the East Coast, I'm guessing not many stayed up for the Arizona-TCU finish, but Arizona blew kind of a big lead late. They went like 5 minutes without scoring at the end of regulation. Then they hit a three to force overtime. Otherwise, they were going to lose to TCU. But at the end of regulation, and I wish we could show footage here.
Yeah.
Like that's, I can't wait to talk to Frank Martin and Gottlieb about that. The TCU player gets bodied where he goes flying to the ground. Arizona almost wins it in regulation. And by the way, not for nothing, that was an over. If you're not going to call the whistle and a foul, that's over and back.
It was over and back before. And then after.
Right. So Arizona should have the ball 2.5 seconds left.
Yes, right. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know. And then you have we haven't even talked about the Purdue game.
I don't even want to get into it. I really don't even want to get into it because I had Texas last night plus 3.5 and I'm money line.
I look up, the free throws are 41 to 12 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Purdue is in the double bonus with almost 12 minutes to go in the second half.
I don't want to talk about it.
And at that point, they had outshot Texas 33-9 at the free throw line.
Yeah.
They finished 46-12, and I get it. This is how Purdue plays. I got another one for you. Go back to Friday night. Did you see what happened against Yale? They outshot Yale at the free throw line 19-0 in the first half.
Oh,
it's sickening.
Oh my God! I thought what transpired in Milwaukee was a joke. Number one, why? It's hard enough where it's like, well, you play in the Patriot League. I don't care how much talent you have. I'm not going to give you a good seed. And then Colgate has to play a road game. And then some of the calls that went against Colgate down the stretch. Uh-huh. My God, blatant over the back, getting away with murder, Wisconsin, and they hang on. But why are you playing who's playing a road game in the first round of a tournament?
Yeah,
that didn't get enough. The Purdue debacle, Arizona, TCU, everything. I mean, just a fiasco all the way around.
Right. Now, I will say, in terms of that Purdue game yesterday, yes, that did cost me on two tickets, or a couple of tickets.
But in a bonus, with 8 minutes in.
If you're watching these
double
games,
bonus.
Right,
yeah.
And if you want to bet live, that total was 141, and Purdue goes into the double bonus with 11 minutes to play. I'm like, okay, it's time to fire on this in play with the over. Because you knew, and even the guys in the game were like, yeah, Purdue's going to live at the free throw line for the rest of this game. And they did.
Yeah.
So that was one good takeaway from like the in-play stuff. It was like, okay, they're going to make several trips. Texas is going to get back into this game. And, you know, betting the over, I thought at that point made a lot of sense.
This thing's wide open. We thought we were this close to having only one seed left.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Gonzaga was down double digits. Arizona has to win in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
The Baylor the Baylor thing was an all-timer. You're right. Down 25 with 10 minutes. They were 60-1 in-play to win the game when they were down 25. And then in the 9 minutes later, they're minus 220 to win it.
You know,
went to overtime.
It's funny how rapid this stuff changes. I actually tried to grab Baylor a little in play because I have Carolina on several future tickets. Where I was looking, it was off the board at several different shops. They only put up a point spread. And then I tried grabbing 17.5 in play. But it changes so fast. If you can't get to the timeout, right? It went from 17.5 to 14.5 to 12.5. And I'm like, nah, I'm just going to tap out right now.
Yeah. Good fun.
That would have tied the biggest comeback in the history of the tournament. BYU came back from 25 down one time to win the game.
Was it Iona playing game? I think it might have been.
Was it Iona? Crazy. Okay.
I mean, it's just it's the same stuff. Stuff we talked about, the trends. I mean, with in light of the Iowa State, nice effort, Wisconsin, nice effort, Big Ten. With a 10 now playing in an 11 seed, that'll be a 7 or worse has made the Elite Eight 10 of the last 11 tournaments. An 11 seed has made the Sweet 16 7 of the last 8. An 11 seed has won a game in the tournament 17 years in a row. A 10 seed's done it 14 in a row. How about the defending champ thing, too? I mean, there's another one with Baylor going out. I mean, the defending champ hasn't advanced past the Sweet 16 in 15 years since the Florida repeat. Chew on that one. That's ridiculous.
Well, it was Duke in 2015, right?
I don't think they made a pad. Did they make it past the Sweet 16?
They made it to the Sweet 16.
To the Sweet 16, not past.
But the last national championship to advance actually to the Sweet 16 the following year was Duke in 2015.
Yeah, right.
That's nuts.
God, I mean, yeah. So and then the SEC and the Big Ten. How about the SEC? You ready for this? Are you sitting down? The SEC has one team left. They've yet to face a single-digit seed. And they've lost 5 of 6.
That can't be right.
They lost to, they lost to a 15, a 10, and 3 11s. How about it? Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And the Big Ten embarrassed themselves again. I guess they're still in it, so anything can happen. So they're down to two teams. The Big Ten has had 18 teams in the tournament the last 2 years. Three of the 18 have gone on to the Sweet 16.
That's it. That's a list. And by the way, this year it's an 11 seed with Michigan.
Right.
And as I tweeted out after the game, they probably didn't deserve to be in the tournament. Tennessee was one of the hottest teams in the country. You know the result. You know what happened.
Yeah.
There was only one possible result. Yeah. And this is another good tweet from Kevin Clark. Rick Barnes once had Kevin Durant and still lost by double-digit points in the second round to a team whose top scorer was Swaggy P.
Yeah.
Nothing else in his career should surprise you ever again. You can't be surprised.
Oh, no. I ran the numbers on Barnes. 25 and 26, his career record in the tournament. He's made the tournament 4 times with Tennessee. All 4 times, he lost as a better seed. 3 of them, the opponent was a double-digit seed.
Oh, sure.
That knocked him out. Since 2007-2008, he's made the second weekend once in 10 tries.
That's it. And how many good teams again has he had?
Absolutely.
With a lot of talent.
Absolutely.
And now, what is that? 2-12-1 ATS going back his last 15 games in the tournament?
Correct.
2-12-1 ATS.
Correct. Save your silly tweets. Man, I couldn't hit a 3. What's he supposed to do? Look at that body of work. That's atrocious. Since 07-08, he's made the second weekend once in 10 tries. Oh, my God.
Who wins the whole thing?
It's wide open, as I said. This thing's wide open.
I completely agree.
St. Peter's takes it down.
Gonzaga was very fortunate. Timmy came out and played maybe the best second half of the entire year for him.
Yeah, had to have it.
Had to have it.
That 10-minute stretch, though, if they play like that, no one will beat them. But then
half was mesmerizing.
Sure. You don't know what you're going to get.
No, I know, yeah.
Like I said Friday, if Tennessee shoots like that, they'll beat the Durant Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, if Houston's knocking down shots, good luck. The way they defend and play hard.
We will get into the Sweet 16 numbers coming up. There are 2 games, in my opinion, with super sharp opening numbers to them. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, Deshaun Watson. I have a question about the NFL schedule and what books will do with Cleveland in Week 1. I'll explain next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Get everything you need to bet the madness, 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, our tournament betting guide, advice, strategy. Maybe some drink coupons when you come out, only $19. Sign up today, get the betting guide, full access through the end of the tournament, April 5th, $19. VSiN.com/madness. As our producer buddy Dustin said, it's the only sporting event that delivers year after year after year. How about what Derek Stevens told us Saturday? This is Saturday night. The handle was double of the Super Bowl. Double of the Super Bowl, and we hadn't got to the Sun. We haven't reached the Sunday games yet.
Wow.
Think about that, right?
Well, it does. I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? Because, first of all, this city alone was popping, I would say, I'm not going to say twice as much as it was during Super Bowl weekend, but it was busier this weekend than certainly Super Bowl.
I saw what the one guy tweeted. There's too many people here.
Yeah, that's, yeah. For the first time ever, somebody said, I'm not going to go home.
Yes.
Too many people are in Las Vegas right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, 48 games compared to one.
Sure. All halftimes in play. Well, the first to 20, first to 15. I mean,
I can't get enough of it.
There's 1,000 ways to bet, right?
By the way, dogs 27-21 against the spread so far, 56.3%.
There are 4 assistants on the Kentucky staff that make more than Holloway, St. Peter's coach. How funny is that? And from 1980, how things have changed, right? And cover up the name on the jersey, can't tell the teams apart. From 1985 to 2012, 0 15s made the Sweet 16. Now it's happened back-to-back years. 15s to win a game from 1985 to 2011. 4. And then we've had 6 since. And again, back-to-back.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give you another one, too. Underwood. Made the tournament 6 times. Never gone to a Sweet 16. You got to win some of these.
Oh, you have to, yeah.
You do.
Yep. That was, boy, Houston. How about that power rating on Houston, huh?
Well, they're not a 5.
That team's a 5 seed, like, and all year long they've been top 3-5 in like every metric possible.
Net, Ken Palm, sure.
And they're catching 2 against Arizona. That'll tell you what odds makers think of Houston.
Yeah.
And the other one is, you want to talk about just an incredibly sharp line, in my opinion. When the opener on Texas Tech had that team favored against Duke coming up this weekend, they're telling you who the better team is on a neutral?
Yep.
Okay.
Nice effort by the Badgers, too. Yeah, that's Wisconsin.
That's Wisconsin basketball through a T.
Your tweet was accurate. Who has some of the worst flameouts? When they lose,
It is ugly.
It is vomit-inducing.
I had to leave the house. I made a run to the store yesterday with 10 minutes to go.
That's a home game, too.
Of course.
There's a good tweet we'll get to as well, but it's just a shame what they did to Colgate.
I think they started 1 of 18 from 3, but they just keep
checking.
Come on, let's go.
Keep checking.
Never go download anybody else.
Sure. So good.
Okay, so we were off by, I think, you know, a few hours on Friday, but when we said, you know, we fully expected Deshaun Watson to sign during our show just because it was the middle of the first few days of the madness. Well, it turns out that he actually did land on the Browns over the weekend and, you know, had a change of heart once the Browns said, hey, you want it fully guaranteed? Here you go. Here's $230 million.
Yep.
And so he said, sure, that makes sense to me now. I'm yours. But they also, I think they realized this. Once Watson originally told the Browns, thanks, but no thanks, and they realized that Baker didn't want to come back, they said, uh-oh, we're kind of screwed now. So now what can we do to actually incentivize him to change his mind?
You ever been in this position before where you keep telling someone no, and then the money, it's like, okay, they keep throwing stuff at you, and they up there. It's like, nah, you have no intention of doing it. It's like, this is ridiculous.
Very similar. How do I say no? Very similar to Deshaun Watson, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this, with the money. I mean, it's just, he's the new Andy Dufresne. He got a $74 million raise. After everything works out for him.
Yeah.
Who cares if he gets suspended? It's not going to cost him anything.
No.
How they structured the contract. $46 million a year. I left the cabana. I had to take a shower. This is ridiculous what happened.
Right. Does anybody know how the civil lawsuits are going to play out?
As Peter King said, it'd be quite the coincidence if all 22 are making it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
My God.
Right. And then, so here's my thing, right? Eventually, we are going to get the schedule. That's coming out, you know, sooner than later. And books will put week one numbers up immediately. We don't know who the Browns are going to play in week one yet, but I'll throw this at you. So, like at Bet Rivers, for example, the Browns are the favorites to win the North at plus 180. Ravens are plus 210. Let's say Browns play at Baltimore week one. And books immediately put up the Ravens, I don't know, -2.5. Maybe they go 3, but with the Browns being favored to win the division, it'll tell you that they're probably a little bit better on paper according to, well, let's say they go 2.5 or 3. Would you not have to bet the Ravens in that spot thinking the NFL's still going to suspend this guy?
He's getting suspended.
I can't wait to see how they're going to look at the point spreads for the Cleveland games in the first, from the first week to like week 4.
Yeah.
He is probably going to get suspended. I would say that there's a very good chance of that happening.
They took their sweet time putting a statement out too. Yeah, we did our homework and our research. Sure you did. I mean, this is...
By the way, they called it extensive. I like the way one reporter put it. The Cleveland Browns and ownership said extensive research into his background. And then you had Busby, the lawyer, come out and say, there isn't a single team that came out and, you know, talked to one of my defendants or talked to me or anything about that. So this reporter said, no, you did your selective, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do extensive research into this. You did selective research because you only wanted to hear what made you feel good about it. You never wanted to talk to Busby in the first place. You don't want to hear anything negative about Watson.
He also said we wanted an adult at quarterback. from Mayfield. Also, how do you think they feel in San Francisco? Isn't this what they gave up for Trey Lance?
3 first rounders?
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're going to do with quarterback coming up this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, but I mean, it's also win at all costs. It doesn't matter. Once you get past the bizarre press conference and then the suspension comes down, you're on to football and winning's a deodorant. Covers up a lot of things that stink. But this is desperate times, desperate measures. They never won a Super Bowl. They're sick and tired of being a factory of sadness. And here it is. We'll give you whatever you want. Suspended, no problem. Okay. $74 million raise, okay. $46 million a year. Largest contract in history, okay. Most guaranteed money ever, you got it. Okay, and all the picks.
Oh. Well, I'm going to steal your line. As Ted DiBiase used to say all the time, everybody has a price.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this guy flat out told Cleveland, no, I'm not going to come there. And they changed their mind and they said...
Yeah, they were out. We're on the air.
They're out. Done.
They're out. Yeah.
Okay, well then how about $230 million all guaranteed? Like that's a huge offer that Watson had to change his mind with. Had to. Fully guaranteed? When the guy's probably going to get suspended at some point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's still a top 5 quarterback in the NFL. I know people are trying to make a case where he missed a full season. I don't care. What is he, 26 years old? The guy will pick... He's like riding a bike. The guy's going to go out there and be awesome. And you're right. I mean... Once they do that initial press conference and, you know, he'll probably plead the fifth or say, I'm not going to answer that question, you know, a zillion times.
Well, they're going to have to take their medicine. I mean, there's just the reporters are going to be all over them.
Right. And I've seen like Browns fans also say, I'm done with the organization. No, you're not. You won't be done in week one or with his first game when he comes out and he goes for 360 and 3 touchdowns. You're going to be, oh, my God, this is the best quarterback we ever had. Mm-hmm.
Two things for you. Are you surprised they didn't want Mayfield? I guess you were right. They're going to go with Davis Mills. Surprised they didn't want Mayfield and the Texans. And the other thing, the people that are lined up now that say they want to go to Cleveland, they might get Landry back. Clowney might change his mind. I saw Brown tweeted something.
Well, it makes some sense, right?
Well, yeah. Well,
because now you go from a total unknown at quarterback, if it's not going to be Mayfield, to, we have a top 5 guy at that position. We can win right now. It makes sense to me. By the way, the backup quarterback now is Brissett. They signed him as well.
Yeah, Keenum was traded.
Yep.
Yep.
So if he's missing games, the drop off is going to be Watson to Brissett. That's worth a touchdown.
Yeah.
For sure. So that goes back to my point of like week one numbers. I can't wait to see what books are going to do. You have to put a number on the Cleveland game, right? They not put it on the board? Because if they, when the schedule comes out, there's still a very good chance that we don't know what the NFL is going to do with Deshaun Watson.
He's playing for all those women in year one. I mean, that's
how much of that contract is going to go to
them?
How
much are you going to have to pay these girls to go away and sign NDAs and that's it?
Am I wrong? Their price just went up, right?
Well, yeah.
Like his price, the Browns' price offer went up. Now they're going to be like, okay, really? We know what you make.
Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh. Crazy story, man. And then, yeah, what does happen? No, to answer your question, I'm not surprised the Texans said, no, we don't want Mayfield. I'm not. But where does Mayfield go?
Colts, Atlanta, or Niners, I guess.
I was thinking Colts or Niners, but.
Yeah.
Because he's absolutely a starting quarterback in this league. He's not a backup.
Yeah, he's taking too much abuse. He was hurt. Come on.
He was hurt.
We've been over that.
Yeah.
He played through a ton of injuries.
Right, right. All right, no more football. No problem. Bet Rivers Sportsbook serves up tennis, soccer, hockey, college, pro basketball, and more. Don't miss out on Bet Rivers' many daily specials or try your hand at live player props or same-game parlays. No matter what you bet on, you can count on your withdrawal approval happening fast with more than 80% of withdrawals approved instantly at Bet Rivers. It started with life after football with the Bet Rivers app. All right, coming up next year, follow the money. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. More college basketball. Last week, we told you about teams to worry about based on their metrics. 11 teams were on the list. Guess how many made it to the Sweet 16? I'll give you a hint. The number needs to be very, very small. We'll give you that number coming up next.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Every day, choose from their stack starting lineup like the Breakfast Baconator, croissant combos, and coffee. And like any great team, they're bringing the breakfast legends. Oven-baked sizzling bacon, fresh cracked eggs, breakfast potatoes, or the OJ to bring it home. Make a fast break to your nearest Wendy's drive-thru and pick up your Wendy's Breakfast, the official breakfast of March Madness. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Look at that bad boy on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, does that look delicious?
Oh, yes.
All right, so to go over, again, the tournament here and stuff that we talked about last week, if you're filling out brackets, if you're planning to bet against some of these teams, 11 teams overall had, like, one glaring weakness coming into the tournament, and that would be an offensive efficiency or defensive efficiency outside of the top 75. And when you go back over the years and look, it's like 88 times out of the last 100 or so, it's a whopping number where these teams would get bounced during the opening weekend and only one team actually went on to win the whole thing. Like, maybe their unbelievable offense could carry a bad defense for a full six games. That's happened, but only once. I think one other team made the Final Four. But here are your 11 teams overall that had some glaring weaknesses. Iowa, Purdue, Ohio State, Alabama, Colorado State, Providence, Boise State, TCU, LSU, Creighton, and San Diego. Now, some of those teams played each other right away, obviously, like Creighton and San Diego, so one of them is going to lose no matter what. But Purdue and Providence are the only two teams remaining from that list of 11 teams. That's it. Every other team got bounced before the Sweet 16. It's clockwork, and then... again, nobody really liked Providence coming in this tournament. They're up against Kansas coming up this week. And then Purdue has been a good story so far, and they're, 12.5-point favorites over St. Peter's. And I'm not going to say they got bailed out yesterday, but again, the free throws...
Well, come on, they got a lot of help. You're up three, and at the 40-11 disparity, whatever the hell it was, and you're in the bonus 8 minutes in.
It was 33-9 in free throws, and I think they had a 5-point lead. They had, how about this? Purdue had 51 points... And at the time they shot 31 free throws.
Oh, God.
That is such a joke.
Yeah.
And they missed more free throws yesterday than Texas attempted. So, but you have two more teams left. They got out this weekend, Purdue and Providence. And I would expect, you know, Providence to go down again as big dogs. And Purdue, it would take a miracle again from St. Peter's to win. But Purdue will then get the winner of Carolina and UCLA to go to the Final Four, which is a game that I absolutely love coming up. North Carolina and UCLA, that's awesome. Yeah. What a game.
People were saying they were as high as 125-1 to win it before the Baylor game. And Carolina's high.
They were. And yeah. Our buddy got 96-1 in North Carolina.
Okay.
During the game, when they had a 25-point lead, North Carolina, I saw one spot, moved to 12-1 to win the whole thing.
Wow.
How'd they get beat by 17 points like six times? They got beat by 17 points or more like five or six times this year.
Yeah.
And I'll give you one more here. Here's the list again. We talked about this a lot. From 2003 to 2018, 194 teams seeded 1-9 had an adjusted offensive efficiency below 115 and a defensive efficiency above 90. About 85% of those teams lost in the first weekend. Okay, so from 2019 through 2011, it was 18 teams. They all got bounced. Here's the list. Providence, Illinois, Wisconsin, Arkansas, UConn, Colorado State, Murray State, Michigan State, USC, North Carolina, Seton Hall, Boise, Memphis, Marquette, TCU, and Creighton. You have three teams left from that humongous list.
Yep.
Providence, Arkansas, and North Carolina.
Arkansas, very fortunate, too.
Yes, they are.
SEC could be out completely.
That's astonishing to me.
Yep.
So when Arkansas plays Gonzaga in the Sweet 16, it's the first time this tournament they're going to play a team below a 10 seed.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you got one team left. Yeah. Think about that. Kentucky lost to a 15. Auburn lost to a 10. Tennessee lost to an 11. Bama lost to an 11. LSU lost to an 11. Arkansas played New Mexico State.
That's right.
And I forget who it was before that. But
Well, that was a 13.
But because where they're seated. Yeah. And the Big Ten abomination, too. I mean, they're lucky. They're lucky Purdue's still around. Nine conferences are still left. And as far as the props going in, you've already cashed if you had the ACC over. You already cashed if you had the American Athletic over. You already cashed with the Atlantic 10. We ripped them, Friday we just tore apart the Martin West. Cashed that under, couldn't win a game. And the Big Ten was sitting there at 11.5. You still got two teams left, but you got a lot of work to do. And the Pac-12, you still need two more wins to go over the 5.5. I'm with you. I like Carolina against UCLA and then the Arizona game. And the SEC, forget about it. Now Gonzaga has to go to the title game to get the over for the West Coast.
Yeah.
And you got to win out of St. Mary's.
That was pretty impressive from UCLA in the second half against St. Mary's.
Excellent job.
Yeah.
Right.
Very good performance there.
The largest margin in the first round, biggest win, I saw 35.5 and 38.5. Baylor won by 36. Texas Tech won by 35.
And that came in?
Got that, yeah. Well, yeah. Barely got there. If you got the 35.5, go to middle of the damn thing.
Yep.
There was a 38.5, too. And you talked about this. Lowest point total comes in again with Loyola's stinker, 41 points. So under 47.5 team total comes in again.
And?
Again.
And under 97.5
again.
Came in.
Right. I liked it over. I lost. I bet that over. I lost.
Yeah, what was going to be the lowest combined score in the tournament? It was 97.5 was the prop.
Right.
You got a 54-41 game. It happens every single year.
Yep.
It's wild.
Yep. The run with 11 seeds. The run with a 7 seed or worse to go to the Elite Eight, that's going to happen again. How about Iowa State? They won two games last year.
Yeah.
They were 2-22. I should have had Miami, too. That was looking at that bracket, everyone knew about Auburn, right?
Yeah.
Guard plays atrocious, stunk away from home, and Larrañaga's a good coach.
And we said,
ran him out.
And we said that region is the easiest region that we can ever remember. In recent memory, anyway.
Yes.
And Kansas got a huge break.
Yeah.
And look at how this is now unfolding.
Oh, my God. They have to beat Providence and the winner of...
Yeah.
Is it the Miami game?
Miami-Iowa State.
They go to the Final Four.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's how it's, again, if they don't make it to the Final Four, just shut it down.
Yes.
They have a grand total of zero excuses.
Yeah.
But the first game that I bet in the Sweet 16 was Miami money line. And I actually think that at one spot, it opened up Iowa State minus one. Now, this is not me overreacting to what Miami did yesterday, because they played really well against Bruce Pearl and his club. I just don't think Iowa State's that good. And I think Wisconsin was god-awful yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's how they exit the tournament almost every single year. And so people are looking at, like, hey, they went to Milwaukee and they beat them on their home court, and now maybe they should be favored. I don't think so. I think Miami at on Moneyline is a good bet. That's the one I bet right away last night. As soon as the number came out and I saw that, I'm like, oh, man, I got to bet this team.
Yeah. You know there's going to be a five-minute drought for Iowa State. You know that's going to happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I'm with you. You're 1 of 8. You start out 1 of 18 from three. Maybe try to get it down low.
Maybe.
Huh? Maybe.
Maybe. There's nothing wrong with that.
Keep chucking, guys.
Sure. Now, they did have a big injury. Heppern went out, and once he could not come back, that was, I mean, he's a vital part of that entire team and the chemistry and, you know, operating the offense and whatnot. He hits big shots. When he was gone, that killed the team, too. And Johnny Davis is, I don't know. Johnny Davis should not go pro. He should not go to the NBA.
Okay.
He does not. I think it'll take him a long time to become a guy who can maybe come off the bench in the NBA. Yeah. He's not ready for the league.
Dustin, it delivers every weekend, every first four. But this, how about the bad beats and the shenanigans, too? I mean, Pearl's got the starters in a blowout.
Yeah.
He had the monster dunk late in the game by Auburn. You got the Duke finish with the dunk, and then they lay it in, you know, with 2 seconds left. A lot of totals died. The finish in the Davidson game, right? They hit the three down four to put it on one, and they went off the favorite in that game.
Right, right.
So, I mean, and that they were, what the word? 21 points in the last minute of the Davidson game to send it over to. The Auburn first round game against Jacksonville State, you got hooked in both halves if you went under. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Any buzzer beaters yet?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, of course not.
No, we're not buzzer beaters.
You were this close to getting one last night in Arizona.
I'm okay. Not going to happen. Love that prop every year.
But that would have been one.
Yeah.
That dunk at the buzzer.
There were a couple opportunities, yeah. Oh, the kid from USC from almost half court.
That's right.
That would have counted, too.
What about overtimes?
Oh, we flew over that.
I was going to say, I think we went way over that, didn't we?
We had three in one day. On Thursday, there were three of them.
Yeah, okay.
Overtime flew over.
The game last night, overtime,
another one,
off the weekend.
Yes.
I don't know about the 9:40 p.m. starts on Sunday night.
Oh, what a mistake.
They got to get rid of that.
What are they doing? And then the standalone. How about yesterday? The first two games were played in the same arena. So you had a 40-minute gap between the standalone game, the first and the second game to start. Ridiculous.
Up next, win some, lose some. Water is wet. The sky is blue. Bettors suffered a lot of bad beats over the weekend.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right. Great job, St. Peter's. 15-1 against Kentucky and plus 320 against Murray State. Their coach, Holloway, made $266,000 in 2019, including bonuses and value of benefits. Calipari, basic pay for this season, not including bonuses, benefits, and perks, $8.5 million. And as I said earlier, four assistants at Kentucky make more than that guy.
Did you have St. Peter's?
And then against Murray, no.
Yeah, I had them the race to 20 points.
Oh, they
never trailed in the game once.
Oh, my God.
And I had them. I had to take the plus eight. I thought that was way too big of a number.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Michigan plus 250. North Carolina plus 190. Miami plus 240. All dogs that came in on the money line. Jacksonville State. First to 10, 15, and 20 against Auburn. First to 20. Plus 380.
Yeah.
There you go. More on that game coming up. Will a 13 seed win a game? No, plus 240. That comes in. A lot of good stuff with the props. UFC. This was fun, too. This was going on at the same time with the games.
It was.
With
Saturday.
In London. Aspinall by sub 10-1. Going in round 1, 6-1. Craig going in round 1, 6-1. Booker by knockout, plus 550. To win in round 1, plus 650. McCann, knockout 6-1. To win in round 3, 22-1. Amir Khani by sub, plus 650. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends. We must redo the top five. But in 4 years of doing this show, if this is real, this is an all-timer. This reminds me of the dog running out, flagging down the fire trucks to tell them about the fire and direct them in. So you got like the kids are playing catch, right? You see the dog on the right. The ball goes into the water, the stream, little waterfall they have in the backyard, right? The ball goes in, and the kid's trying to dig it out. The German Shepherd comes running over. He's got a T-shirt on. I love it. And he says, no, get out of the way. I got this. And he grabs him with his teeth by his jacket, and the dog pulls the kid back, and look what he does. He grabs and gets the, what do you call it?
The net.
The net to dig out the ball like he's cleaning the pool. Then the German Shepherd grabs the net in his mouth and hooks the ball and takes it out of the stream / waterfall and then walks over to the kid. See, I got you, buddy. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So top five. Top five. Shut it down.
The first thing I thought of was what you just said. Real or fake, I couldn't tell.
Right, right.
But that's pretty elaborate. I mean, they're going to have to go to, like, some serious lengths if that's fake.
Yeah, right.
That has to be real.
Yeah, he pulls them back.
It's a long video.
Sure. Walks up to get the net off the wall, puts it in his mouth, and then scoops the ball out and takes it out.
It reminds me of
the
bear who puts the cone in place.
That's right. Knocks it over. Right. He's walking down the highway.
Yep.
Right. He's on the road.
Yep.
He sees the cone.
There's
picks a
cone
that's
off by like 2 inches. He's like, okay, I better move that one
over. Bumps it with his nose. Sure. Very good. All right, here we go. Going in fresh. Well, this one's supposed to be fantastic, too. Oh, we got rats with the pizza. Oh, man. Is this New York? Where is this? The rats fighting over the pizza. Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm guessing, like, this is a subway system?
Yes.
So sure that would make some sense?
Two of them dragging it.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about right place at the right time with the camera.
Yes, right. Excellent. Very good. Lose some. The game Friday night. Davidson plus 2, and then went off a 1.5-point favorite, and then they stick the 3 in to put it on 1. Howard, South Carolina, women's tournament. Tough one for Howard. 44-4 at the half. Oh, That game was, for some reason, it was on one of the TVs. I go, what the hell is that?
That was on in the cabana here at Stadium Swim.
But what is it? 4 points? It was 30 seconds left till halftime.
We couldn't find the remote.
Yeah, right.
So the game was on, and it's like, oh boy, come on, what are we going to do here? Turn the TV off.
Yeah, right. It was a 116. Bad for the books. Kansas Creighton over, 137 up to 141. Texas Purdue over, 132.5 to 135.5. Villanova over, 131.5 to 134.5. Duke over, 144 up to 147. They all cashed yesterday, right? And here we go with the bad beats. Thanks to all the guys tweeting in as well. Saturday in the NBA, the Cavs were laying 6. Cade Cunningham hit from half court on the buzzer to get inside the number. I believe that's 14 in a row or a 13-0-1 ATS run for the Pistons.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, they've been great.
Wow. That is under the radar. Virginia Tech first half. Texas hit from half court at the buzzer to get there and cover the first half.
Well, that and if you had Vatek first half money line.
That's another one.
That's how you got beat.
Yeah, you believe that?
That's a 65-footer, actually. I mean, that was,
you're right. The kid's from beyond half court. Davidson, first half over 65 against Michigan State. It was 61 with 3 minutes. And then the game under 141.5. 21 points in the last minute.
I mean, think about that.
God.
You needed to stay. You could not have 17 points if you had the under in the game. And they got to 21 points in the final minute.
Yep. And then all I need is 4 points in 3 minutes and I can't get it. Duke Fullerton. Fullerton dunk with 2 seconds left. Kid just dribbles right in. Okay, I'll dunk it, throw it down. No foul. There we go. Auburn first half and second half under against Jacksonville State. You lost both. You got hooked on both. And Jacksonville State first half. They were down 1 with 3 minutes. And then the big Auburn run to get there. Gonzaga Memphis first half over. 73.5. 9 missed free throws. 2 1-and-1s. Fell 72. Murray St. Peter's first half over. 60. Fell 59. 1 of 4 from the line the last 2 minutes. Kid missed a bunny as well. Arizona Wright State first half over 73.5. Arizona doesn't score in the last 4 minutes. 5 points combined in the last 3:20.
Oh, I'm watching the game live.
Come on.
Yep.
How does that happen? And Michigan State yesterday plus 6.5. They had the lead with 2 minutes left. And Duke covers.
How'd they cover that game?
Yeah, missed, foul, miss, foul, miss.
1 by 9 points. The game's up in the air. Duke might lose.
Yep.
And somehow they covered that number? Oh, come on.
What was the game yesterday? It was on 6 and they didn't foul. What game was that? Oh, I forget. I can't remember now. Someone will help me out. But there was another game the team was going to cover as well. Oh, it was Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Notre Dame did not foul after the missed free throw. I think they were down 6 with 15 seconds. They didn't foul. I couldn't believe it. 10, 15 seconds. They called off the dogs.
Yeah, okay.
That was another one. God, all the bad beats. Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Let me give me a couple more with what's going on in hockey. Third period overs. Toronto, 33-3 run. 17 in a row. Now, you're going over 1.5 minus 220, but I don't want to hear it. Again, most of you guys are going to be like Costanza with the kitchen fire. You'll be knocking people out of the way to lay 250 with Clayton Kershaw. Jets minus Jets 19-1 overrun.
I will say this about the Leafs. It might actually be difficult finding 1.5. There are probably going to be a lot of twos out there.
Yeah, Columbus 26-4. Minnesota 16-2. Buffalo 24-5. Those are all third periods. Devils 29-4 run. Goal in the first 10. It took a minute 10 against the Oilers on Saturday. First 10, no. Carolina, 15-2 run. There you go.
And Dave Tooley wrote this at VSiN.com overnight and into this morning. He's doing really well with the first period betting again. He likes the Wild and Golden Knights tonight. First period over. And he pointed out 2 sports books to shop around between minus 150 and 165 on that. Minnesota, I believe, is the best team in the league going over that number 1.5 in the first period. Were they 42-16 now or something like that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. It's a nice number. What was the best game of the tournament so far?
Cool.
I mean, last night was awesome. Arizona TCU to cap it off like that was just such a good game.
Well, I would say in terms of execution and drama, The second half of Gonzaga, Memphis is tough to beat.
Dynamite.
And how well Gonzaga played offensively for that 10-minute stretch.
And what Memphis threw at Gonzaga for the first half, but then for a lot of the second half as well.
They have dudes. Memphis has a ton of talent. They're good.
How many other number ones were going to beat Memphis that night?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else in the country is beating Memphis that night.
I would agree. I would agree with that one. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But Timmy, God, he saved their bacon.
He really did.
But he's also, Gottlieb's coming on. He had a good point about how do you stop that offense where he sets the high pick and they just come in and get the, why are you going to stop that?
I know.
And the kid's just going to shoot the three from the parking lot.
Oh, they run it to perfection.
They must play with that kind of pace, though, too.
I would agree.
But come on, clean it up now. That's back-to-back bad. You're screwed around in the first round. That's tied, 10 minutes left, right? And then you're down 12 against Memphis.
Yeah, no more screwing around.
No. Take out Arkansas.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, we will assess the remaining number one seeds, Sweet 16 numbers coming up as well. And I'll give you two examples of games that we have in the Sweet 16. In my opinion, the opening numbers from the book were super sharp. That's coming up here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.